Last week, at the opening of this Advent season, we heard the instruction, as we've heard it so many times before, to be watchful and prayerfully attentive. Be vigilant, like those five wise virgins. This week, as we continue the season of preparation, we hear a new message of the same vein, but of another kind. Be prepared by being freed up of any obstacle or division that could stymie the event of the meeting place of our Savior and us. From Isaiah's, every valley shall be raised, every mountain and hill be made low, to the message of St. John the Baptist's mission, prepare the way of the Lord, we have a healthy reminder to cultivate fresh paths for today, fit for the Good Shepherd to reach every member of his flock. You've got that Old Testament poetry that comes to us from Isaiah that's so beautiful and fits so perfectly for the purpose of the message our Savior teaches us today. In this first part of that reading, that figurative speech that says that every valley shall be filled, every valley shall be raised up, you know, keep in mind that our Advent journey together serves as a time for recoveries and reconciliation, for consolation and comforts. For decades to come, I think that the year 2020 will be looked back upon as a year that was quite fit for welcoming the healing touch of the Holy Spirit for both personal and social matters. And I imagine further that these experiences will serve as a reminder for not only us, but even generations to come, of what kind of reliance all Christian disciples should maintain with their Master, the Good Physician. I pray it does come to that. That second description, however, which we heard in turn, that every mountain and hill be lowered, this is in turn a language that gives us another distinct instruction, that God's children everywhere be prepared for his coming by the stripping away of each and every obstacle, any obstruction of pride or self-serving ideas that originate from our egos. These are good lessons, and these are good measures to take during an Advent like this, or any Advent for that matter. Without it, without these measures, without the necessary prayerful excavation of our souls, what room is there for our Lord to construct the temple deserving of the Holy Spirit? Many of you are probably familiar, I imagine everyone here is, who hasn't heard of the great masterpiece of the Renaissance artist Leonardo da Vinci, The Last Supper. It's preserved, you know, to this day in one of the beautiful convents in Milan, and sadly I haven't seen it myself, and I hope to one day, and I hope everyone should get a chance to perhaps see it in person. It's said that da Vinci worked on it for a total of 3 years before its completion. You know what? There's an interesting legend accompanied with that painting, one that I heard about not too long ago, about the time that da Vinci was just about ready to paint the face of Jesus himself, the centerpiece. Reportedly, he had a nasty altercation with one of his associates. We're not sure which exactly, but according to the story, when he returned to the painting to work on bringing out the face of Jesus, every brushstroke failed abysmally, and he never, every coat, every shade of color that he tried, nothing worked. Not until he returned to his associate, his brother, and reconciled with him, was he then able to return and actually bring out that image that he was hoping for. If we ever desire to see the face of Jesus, or even hope to show his face as true missionaries, then we must prepare ourselves humbly and in obedient charity, the kind of charity that we're called to, not only by the Scriptures, but by the family which we call Mother Church. These are the measures by God's grace that level the proverbial landscapes of our hearts and minds. And even if we are not fully prepared by it in this Advent, it's a good start. And even if it doesn't take full effect in this lifetime, it's a location fitting for the grace of our Savior to do the rest. I think that's why the desert in which John the Baptist preached is such a fitting symbol for this part of our preparation. The desert remains the appropriate image because of the fact that we need a deserted place, a deserted condition for which our Savior can perform His work. Like that blank canvas that is ready for the artist to apply the skills of his trade, the prayer and the humble charity that we submit ourselves to makes ourselves ready to become that masterpiece that our Savior has in mind for us. But in another sense, keep in mind about what imagery the prophet speaks of in terms of the lowering the hills and raising the valleys. The desert possesses a landscape that is easily changed. With every gust of wind, it is susceptible to change. How easily the landscapes of our own hearts should be easily changed by the influence of our Savior. Our hearts and minds should be that impressionable to God's grace. And what better time than the season of Advent to submit to that influence? As we go forward and as these weeks wind down quickly as they will, let's not waste a single moment, but cling to that saving grace and submit and embrace that humble charity which our Lord calls us to spread to all others. Thanks be to God.